Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, hundreds of beavers plus other bathrooms. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
If you know what I mean, there's no need to explain. It goes without saying. If you know what I mean, what more can I say? If you know what I mean, I think it goes without saying. If you know what I mean.
Thank you.
What's that called?
I think you know what I'm saying.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We got a Memorial Day hangover going on in the room. Something else. Kind of stiff. You kind of stiff?
Kind of stiff. What'd you do?
Kind of stiff.
Yeah, a lot of yard work.
Stiff. Getting old. Getting stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Watched a interesting movie over the weekend, and I was waiting for Josh to come back, and so I could tell him about it.
Oh,
Hundreds of Beavers. Have you heard about this
movie?
Oh, dude,
I don't know why I haven't watched this yet.
It's
this is a porno.
I really want to see
porno
this.
From the 70s.
Yes, yes, it's a porno from the 70s.
Thank you, Ace.
it looks so funny. Is it funny?
It's yes. There are certain moments, but then there it drags a little bit. But
what's it about?
It's this gentleman hunting beavers in the. It's a throwback to the 20s and 30s movies,
like an old slapsticky silent kind of film.
Silent? Yeah, it's black and white. Yeah. And it's more or less.
Is it an old movie?
No, it's brand new. And
the beavers are men in suits, aren't they?
The beavers are men. They've got like beavers mascots. And foxes like... and what are they? There's a guy in a horse suit.
Oh boy!
it's not bad.
I saw the trailer for it when I am way in.
Yeah, yeah, I was way in when
did
I
you
saw
laugh
it.
Out loud?
Or? Oh yeah, yeah, okay, a couple times. And you expect to see Charlie Chaplin come around the corner.
Yeah,
is the flavor of it. But okay. It's
but you
pretty,
guys know I love those old comedies.
Sure.
And stuff. So yeah, that's. Yeah.
I mean, it's not Laurel Hardy, but it's pretty good.
I love the old Buster Keaton.
Yeah. Love Buster.
The Magnet Car. Ever see that one?
Yes.
That is some. And he did all the stunts. It's awesome.
Where that car's driving past him and he grabs the handle and takes him away.
That's cool, too.
There's physicists who look at that and go, we have no idea how he did that without his arm being ripped.
Yeah. There may be a little rotator cuff surgery after that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the Bob and Tom program.
Hundreds of beavers, I recommend.
Okay,
all right.
Let's see. I recommend Ace Cosby. He's right there. He'll be doing that joke of the day. The man is a legend. The voice is a legend.
Well, once again, it's the idea is to have people listen to the show, and if you tell them that, they're going to click her right off.
That's Chick McGee. I can see him.
Click.
Anybody else have a house full of guests over the holiday weekend?
My brother did. I was one of the guests.
You know, I know how he feels this morning. Then
did you foul the dumper there at your brother's house?
No, I was not one of those. I did not do that this time. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's one of my other brothers.
Uh-huh.
I feel like somebody did. Oh, yeah. My brother John did do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What? I see.
Yeah.
What?
And well, he used one of the restrooms and it was worse than you wanted.
Oh,
to be,
I wasn't listening. I put you many crap to bed.
No.
Fouled the dumper. That's not what you thought. You just wanted to say crap the bed on a radio show.
And my brother Jeff, the older brother, this is his lake house. He has the rule. The bathroom downstairs is for that. Not the bathroom close to the living room and the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah,
well, my
sense.
Brother John broke the rule. And I had to walk in there to just go number one.
Right.
And it wafted out. And I heard my older brother go, "Who did that?"
Ah, yes.
Yes, sir.
Boys will be boys.
Okay, well.
I do the old T-shirt technique. You ever do that?
What's the most...
Wait a minute.
What's
the T-shirt technique?
Where you put it over, you pull it over your nose?
Oh, is that bad?
While you're in there?
Yikes.
He needs that stuff. What's that called where you sprinkle...
Poopery.
Poopery, yeah.
You sprinkle the water. How does that work?
Poopery, it's just essential oils, and you spray the water before you go.
And does that work?
Yeah, we use it at our house.
It does work better than you think.
Ladies swear by it.
I love it.
Having three brothers, what's the most dangerous thing you guys got together and did? Like throwing darts at each other or...
Yeah, or like...
shooting fireworks.
Yeah,
I know you shot fireworks at each other.
Roman candle fights and bottle rocket fights.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we soon discovered that we eventually discovered that the little hole at the bottom of a wiffle ball bat...
Oh, yeah.
...is perfect for sliding the stick of a bottle rocket in.
Oh, boy.
And then pointing it at your brother.
Aim it.
You've just given many people a very bad idea for the 4th of July.
Nice. See, now, Tom's brothers, he and his brothers played grab ass, nude.
Listen, grab
and
ass.
I know that you guys.
Bear man.
Bear man flying around your lake house in nothing but towels.
There was a dorm room. Upstairs was a dorm room with several beds. And
that's grab ass.
You were assigned a towel. And you had a clothespin with your name on it.
Who assigned you a towel? Your mother?
My mom.
Of course.
Just have the one towel, and after you were done, you could clip it on and take your bathing suit off and throw it in the bathroom. And you'd run around jumping between bed to bed as a naked Superman known as Bear Man.
Just everything flopping around.
There's a lot going on there.
With his brother. Where was your sister at this point? She was too old to participate?
No, she would be downstairs. Mm-hmm. See, the upstairs was for the boys.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great thing to have, like a dorm room. I got one at my house now. It's the best.
A dorm room?
A special room.
Is it a cold air dorm? Is that like they have in the fraternities?
So if you want to have a sleepover, there's this one room that has four built-in beds. It's great.
That is fun, man.
Yeah. was supposed to be storage, but we changed our mind.
Just in case.
By the way, if you do that, you're going to have to put in a window that allows for egress. That's going to cost you. Long story.
It must be in the basement.
No, no, it's upstairs. You have to,
Made that decision? Did you make that decision?
Oh, yeah.
I know how you walk around and go, you know what we need to do is pop this out. How long did you live in your brand new home, your recently constructed home, with before you popped out a window or a roof?
Nothing, no.
Or a wall.
No, but in the process of building it, oh yeah, many changes were made.
Oh my God.
In fact, I have...
No wonder it took 6 years to build.
I had three extra windows. Got a couple extra doors lying around.
You got a balcony.
Yep, sure do. Some really nice doors.
Access.
I've got to figure out something to do with them.
You should hang a door on the wall. The door to nowhere.
Are they indoors?
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. Are they inside doors or outside doors?
Inside doors. Very nice. Very nice pieces of furniture.
So there's a room with four beds and no one's in there?
It's kind of like
it's
a dorm room. They're built in.
Oh, for
into the wall, like a sleepover room. It was the room over the garage. So it was just dead space. So now it's a fun room for the girls.
You know what you should do with one of those doors?
Hmm.
Put it like just in your yard as some sort of art piece.
You know
what I mean?
Neighbors would love it.
You have like a little bit of woods near you, can just set it right there.
Right.
What is that door?
Where'd that door go?
Doing.
Yeah, why don't you run that by Kelly?
Okay. And also get you one of those ladies that look like they're bending over in the red and white polka dot. They're bending over in their garden.
The bloomers. Now, when this show's over, you're saying you have extra room. At your house.
Yes.
That's right.
Is that what you're telling
me? Yes.
Living rent.
Four extra beds.
And you wouldn't charge
I only
a
need
friend.
Two.
You wouldn't charge a friend rent, would you? For him and his son?
You have an HOA where you live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I've already met the guy.
Uh-huh.
He came over a while back.
Uh-oh.
That's the voice of Christy Lee at the news desk.
Quite a morning. She spilled something.
You had a long 4 days.
You had guests at your home.
A lot of guests, a lot of dinners.
You come in here and mouth off.
I didn't mouth off. I just went, ugh.
Whoa, pretty mouthy this morning.
That's the worst, having house guests.
I love having them.
So you saw this. You're telling me you saw...
That's not what you told me.
You saw a dog...
Or ass.
Collective ass.
Yes.
You want to put a hole in there, don't you?
We are ass.
An ass
I love my family and friends.
It's like a pot of whales. An ass of DJs.
Yes. I love good. Them.
They're very nice people. I got to meet them.
Oh, you did not.
What the hell? I met somebody Friday.
Oh, that's right. You were at the broadcast.
Yeah, that was your husband.
No.
Oh, I have a husband.
Where was you were telling me you saw this robot bomb sniffing dog.
Yes, I was at the greatest spectacle in racing at the Indianapolis 500.
Woof. Woof.
And they
woof,
have
woof.
A bomb sniffing robotic dog.
Woof. Woof.
And it literally, if you're listening, if you're not on the plane yet, he took a picture of it. It was literally right next to us.
Huh.
Walking by. It was the creepiest, weirdest thing.
So they can send this dog out.
It was walking out around all over the speedway. It was just walking.
If they don't have some sort of fake excrement coming out of the back end of that
no,
dog.
No, they didn't
like
have that. Time.
You like iPhone Bambers. 11s?
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Did it have a handler?
There were two officers with it.
With it? Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So could they make it go up and sniff your crotch if they wanted
to? I don't know. I didn't ask.
Did it look like they were controlling it with a remote control?
Nope.
The dog was just walking along.
Yep.
That's frightening.
It was really cool.
It'd be so funny if you could program it to just walk up to everybody and go right for the groin. When you're walking your dog and you ever have that happen and your dog goes up to someone, goes right for their crotch, and the people always go,
sure.
You must smell my dog. Really? Does your dog lie down on your groin at night? What's going on?
What are you trying to do, man? That's I would say.
What?
That's the number one way to pick up women.
What?
Is
let the dog sniff your crotch?
Taking your dog out and talking about a dog with a girl and all sorts of things. Especially sniffing crotch. How's it smell down there, Sparky?
No? If you like that lady, perhaps you'd like me to come in for seconds.
I think he's got a tongue on him. Where do you see mine?
There you go.
Oh, boy. How about that?
You don't snort or drool when you do
he's
it.
He's just got the one move.
I'm sorry.
I'll show you a picture
direction.
Of him. It was pretty cool.
Can we break away from sports for just a second?
I wish we would.
I'd like to hear the story about the undercooked bear eating.
Oh, you would?
Okay. This is an interesting thing.
Doctors say a family fell ill with rare brain worms after eating undercooked bear.
I have a headache. I think it's brain worms.
This comes out of the CDC. They have details about kebabs that were made with the meat of a black bear.
CDC, bunch of puppets.
And served at a family reunion. One of the family members had, quote unquote, harvested the bear meat from northern Saskatchewan.
Now, does that mean roadkill?
Maybe. Days later, family members began to fall ill, but it took multiple hospital visits before doctors learned of the bear meat and determined they developed a condition called trichinellosis, an infection caused by roundworms in the brain.
Our brains.
Family members were treated with an antiparasitic drug.
Doctor, CDC, there's something wrong with our brains.
That would mess up a car. You hit a brain or hit a bear on the road.
Yeah,
holy heck. I think it goes number one for damage. Moose,
oh yeah,
bear, and then deer, I think. Don't you think?
No. I think so. Cow is up there.
Cow's up
horse.
There.
Horse.
Yeah,
that would be bad.
Horse. CDC.
Train.
Yeah. Train.
Oh, yeah.
Train wins.
Yeah, that's good.
What about another person? Well, you just drive away, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Screech.
So, first of all, to me, it's so funny that it's needing bear meat in the form of kebabs.
Well, there's that.
You think the most dangerous thing would be those skewer gizmos. And help me here. I can never remember this.
I don't.
Is the kebab the skewer stick?
Whatever we said last time was wrong, I think.
So the shish is the stick?
Is the shish the stick?
And the kebab is what you put on it.
The kebab is the meat and the onions and the carrots,
really?
Whatever.
I think the whole thing is a shish kebab.
No.
I think it
There's
is.
A name for the sticker gizmo.
Well,
I thought they were CDC obtained leftover frozen samples of said bear meat, which revealed moving larvae.
Yeah, don't eat that.
So, in other words, but it was only because it was undercooked.
As Josh said one morning, you're eating bear meat. What, are we out of food?
Well, and testing identified that the worms in the Trichinella nativa, a species that is resistant to freezing. So even though the bear meat had been frozen at one point,
okay. That's worms
it didn't
in the baby
the
Jesus hair. What you had there.
Really?
Yeah. Nativa.
Got a letter.
Oh. I was wondering how you were going to get that.
We have an important letter.
Okay.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, the most important question you will receive today.
Okay.
Why didn't they marinate the bear kebabs?
Well, these people clearly thought they could grill it correctly.
Once again, Josh.
And now, Josh angers America, day two.
Go ahead, Josh. What is it about marinade?
Learn how to grill your meat. You don't have to drown it in wishbone for 3 days. If you know how to properly cook. Uh-huh. I brought this up over the weekend, and my brother Jeff had lived in Houston for a couple years. He goes, you would fit in Texas.
Oh, that's, is that right?
He said many people there are anti-marinade.
Marinade.
Really? And I think if they are a marinade aficionado, they tend to favor the rub, I believe.
If that's Texas. Even considered a marinade, yeah. Right. Oh, I'm all for spicing and stuff like that.
But you don't believe in marinade.
No, I'm way against
a man who drowns a baked potato in butter.
You have never seen me eat a baked potato. You would be shocked at how little I put on it.
You drown a baked potato in butter.
Just butter?
Sometimes not even butter. I like to just cut it up and soak up the meat juice with it.
Oh, yeah, the baked potato? Yeah.
Okay, now Christy's showing me a video of this bomb-sniffing dog. You're right, that is creepy.
Isn't it?
That's wild, yeah.
Sit, stay.
Yeah.
But there's no guy with a controller like you would a remote control car. There's no guy like that.
It's
the dog's just...
Easily attack.
Yes.
If it wants.
I mean... Yeah.
It goes rogue. Look at that thing. No.
That's crazy.
I do like your idea, though, of having some kind of... As a joke, it walks up, lifts its leg, and fluid comes out.
But maybe some...
Oh, how about lighter fluid?
That'd be funny.
He gets up, he walks over to a fire hydrant and starts to pee, and all of a sudden, it's a flamethrower.
Oh.
How about resistors
awesome.
Or something?
That
transistors
would be cool.
Or something coming out of his butt?
That would be cool if he had a flame.
I've seen a lot in my day, but never a dick flame. I tell you what.
What happened?
Dick flame. I think he's a private investigator.
Uh-huh. You've never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3 Dream Warriors. There's a dog that pees fire.
I was looking over this, something over the weekend. There was a guy whose name was Dick Lively. Do you think you might go with Rick? I don't know why.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dick Lively. Well, who is it?
He's an NBA player. He plays for one of the two. Are we going to hear a song from Pat? Maybe we should.
It's been over an hour.
Right,
we haven't heard a word from you. How was your weekend, Pat?
It was fun. I hung out with my girlfriend. I watched the big race for the first time in my life.
Really?
Because, they restricted...
Did she have a lot of questions about what she was watching?
No, she actually knows a lot more about it than I do.
Is that right?
I had the questions.
Oh, okay.
It was did she look at you at one point and go, can you shut up? Did she say that?
No, no, no. She does all the talking.
Really?
All right, sir.
We went to a lot of brunches and long coffee walks,
really?
We call them.
With her fans.
Those long coffee walks?
Yeah, we go for coffee walks in the morning.
You could always call me. I could think of some excuse to get you out. Time just called. We have to meet at the station.
That's not true.
What?
You're banned from Pat unless you're at work. We know that. How come you're not aware of that?
I was here yesterday. He could have come in and hung out with me.
You were here yesterday.
And I had to catch up on some stuff.
Or you had to get away.
No, he had to get away. And I don't know.
Who had all these damn kids?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.